the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
I think I'm on a roll here in Little Rock.
Oh, you got to love Bob, our engineer. He always comes up with the most appropriate bumper music. You'll hear more about that later, I guess. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti coming to you live tonight from Little Rock, Arkansas. Thanks very much for joining us. Today, the Rochester soccer landscape changed significantly with the announcement of an official partnership between the Rhinos and the New England Revolution of Major League Soccer. Pat Erkley will be on at 7 p.m. to discuss just what this means for the future of the Rhinos here in Rochester. It looks like it's going to be a bright future. In just a moment, we'll be joined live by Rochester Lancers coach Jim Hesch as the Lancers scored a huge 17-8 win over Missouri in front of over 10,000 fans at the Blue Cross Arena yesterday afternoon. Dick Howard and Michael Lewis will join us as well for the U.S. and international reports. Now let's go to beautiful Miami, Florida, and our host, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer Kick on the Grass, live from Miami Beach. What a wonderful tribute to our listener, but above all, we have to thank our engineer, Bob D'Angelo, because he's making this happen. So openly and more openly than most, I want to extend our thanks to our loving engineer, because he's
absolutely
making this happen.
Joe. Absolutely.
And Andrew, I think that this is a first that we have. We're covering four parts of our country. You know, you're in our Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm in Miami, Florida. Dick is in Toronto. Mike Lewis is in New York.
And Bob's at the station.
I don't know what to say. Rochester.
I'm going to make you very happy right now, Joe, because before we get to Coach Hesch, a big bit of news was broken on Twitter this afternoon. And the big news is it looks like, Joe, your favorite women's soccer player, McCall Zerboni, will be coming back to the Western New York Flash this season. She broke it herself on Twitter, pending league approvals. But one of the most popular players in all the Flash, and somebody we admire very much, McCall Zerboni. And she's going to be very welcome back here in Western New York once again.
Well, I'm really glad of this, and I think that the Flash is making a big, bringing her back. It's a positive. She's got experience. She knows the organization, and she's a leader.
She certainly is. And what a year this is turning out to be for soccer. The Lancers with a big win yesterday. Of course, the Flash with Abby Wambach and Carly Lloyd in the new league. And, of course, today the Rhinos announcing the affiliation with the New England Revolution. Again, Pat Erkley will be on the show at 7 p.m. We have some questions for Pat, obviously, from ourselves and from our listening audience as well. So it should be a great show. But I believe we have our first guest on, Bob, if you can just confirm that with me. No, we don't have Coach Hesch yet, so we will continue here. So, I listened to the press conference, and I think both the Revs and the Rhinos are very happy with this with this new partnership. Basically, when it comes down to it, it means that the Revs are going to loan at least four players to the Rhinos for the 2013 season. These are the young players probably coming up in Major League Soccer, and I think it's going to be a great addition to the already strong nucleus of players we have coming back. So I think it's going to be very exciting for the fans.
Well, I just wonder, Andrew, that based upon what I read, you know, on the internet pertaining to this deal with the Revolution, those four players that come to Rochester, my question is going to be to Pat, of course, is those guys have to play, or they can just the coach can pick anybody to play, or, you know, there's some essential thing that needs to be resolved in order to know that the players that are coming back, you know, from the Rhinos organization, they might have a chance to play. You know, I don't know whether those people have a guarantee that they need to play, those players that are coming from the Revolution.
Okay, well, Joe, hold that question till 7 o'clock. It'll be definitely one we ask Pat. But we do now have with us a very, I'm sure, a very happy coach of the Rochester Lancers, Jim Heschen, as the Lancers picked up a critical win over Missouri yesterday, 17-8. And, of course, the other big story, 10,000 people in the arena and mega money donated and provided to the West Webster Fire Department thanks to the generosity of the Lancers and all their fans. So Coach Hesh's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Lancers' next home match will be Saturday, February 16th at 1 p.m. against our friends down the thruway, the Syracuse Silver Knights. Call 872-KICK for tickets. Jim, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on a great win and a great event yesterday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. And, It was a spectacular atmosphere. The whole day, the way it was put together, the people that came out, the cause for the people to come out was just a great experience, and I'm glad I was a part of it.
Doug Miller certainly did one of the greatest things that he did, scoring 11 points. You know, that brings him to about 83 or 84 in the season. And tell us about Coach. I mean, How do you know, the crowd motivated the players, you motivated the players, and what's ahead for you guys?
I mean, it was the day was set up for a great atmosphere for victory, and our players fed off that, and I'm glad it turned out the way it did. As far as Doug goes, he's doing what he's always done. He scores goals. It's like everything he touches turned to gold. And I'm glad it's happening for him, and you know, we're benefiting from it, and I hope it continues to continue to happen. We have a good stretch of games coming up that's going to be have playoff implications, so I'm hoping he continues to help us win games.
Well, Coach, you said everything he touches turns to gold. It really, everything he touches turns to goals. I guess that would be the that's a good one, but. Yesterday's game, I think probably the entire league, I'm sure, was surprised that the Lancers just completely and totally dominated Missouri in the first half. 15-0 lead at halftime, which, you know, that's unheard of, especially against a team of Missouri's quality. What do you think was the biggest factor? I know that Missouri had a game against Baltimore, which they beat the Blast in Baltimore, which was a big result for them, and then they had to come and play here at 1 o'clock. So, do you think they were a little bit maybe tired, both mentally and physically, or do we just hit them at the right time? And of course, with all the fans behind us, it was like the perfect storm almost.
Yeah, exactly. Like you just said, it was the perfect storm. It was this perfect scenario. Everything was set up for us to do what we did. Playing back to back games is hard enough, but playing back to back games at night and in the afternoon with travel involved. You know, I gave them a lot of credit for putting out the effort they did. Unfortunately for us, the opportunities that we had, we took advantage of, and the score showed that. But the table was set, and everything was fell out, into place for us, and we're just very fortunate that it turned out the way it did.
Well, certainly, Coach, the performance that you guys did yesterday, it's an encouraging thing for the game coming. Now, Syracuse has been one of the teams that gave you the most troubles. I don't know why, but, you know, they seem to come at us all the time with more fervor. And why is that? The rivalry, knowing each other a little bit more than the other team, how do you view that?
Yeah, it's definitely the rivalry. We played it a number of times last year, more times than probably anybody. The distance, them bringing their fans to our games, we bringing our fans to them. It's set up for a great game, great atmosphere. And if you look at all the games, they're pretty much all close. The first three were decided by one goal. The last goal came down to the end. So unfortunately for us, we missed a few chances here and there, and weren't able to come out victorious, but we're hoping changing that. We're getting a little bit of string of success going. I think our guys' confidence is lifting, so we're going to take that into the next few games and hopefully pull out the victories we need to make the playoffs.
Well, speaking of the playoffs, Coach, you've got basically the top two teams, Milwaukee and Baltimore, are running away with the league, which I guess it really isn't surprising. It's the two finalists last year, and they're the class of the league. They'll be tested certainly in the playoffs. But the next five teams, it's really up for grabs. Any of those five teams could grab the two playoff spots. Missouri is in pretty good shape in third place, but then after that you got Chicago and the Lancers are a half game behind Chicago, a half game ahead of Wichita, and a game ahead of Syracuse. So you've got two huge matchups this weekend. Friday, you got to play Missouri again, and I'm sure they're going to be out for blood playing at home and knowing that they were embarrassed yesterday. And then Wichita, who we've already beaten in their home barn. So really, and then you've got Chicago and Milwaukee next weekend on the road. So really, it's up to the Lancers players and you guys. It's all in your hands. If you win the games you need to win, you're going to make the playoffs.
Exactly, and that's how we're approaching these next few games. We have to take care of our business. Hopefully we don't have to rely on other teams beating other teams. As long as we win games, we'll make the playoffs. So that's our main concern every day is what we're going to do to win the next game, and we're going to go into this week on knowing that what happened this past Sunday against Missouri. We kind of, like you said, we embarrassed them a little bit, but on the flip side, they embarrassed us last time we were in their building. So it's going to hopefully be an even wash. Hopefully we'll have a great game. Guys will put out the effort they need to do. We'll finish the chances that we have, and hopefully come up out on top.
Coach,
go ahead, Joe.
Without being too forward, viewing your team, one of the weaknesses that you wouldn't like to have, what is it?
Right now, the weakness I see is a true target. We have Ray Martinez playing a little bit out of position. He's more of back in the day, he was more of a speedy kind of go-at guy. And then we have two young guys in Andy T and Pedro Franco, who are first-year players that are trying to learn the game. If we could pick up maybe an experienced target player, kind of like we did last year when we picked up, Chili Farias, if we could pick up an established target type player for us, I think that would put us over the top and give us a real good chance to make the playoffs and even make a run in the playoffs. That and maybe possibly another, experienced defender. We have some great defenders on our team. In Brayton Knapp and Jake Schindler, Kyle Mancik, and Steven Basso, but they're all first, second-year players kind of thing. So if we can pick up a little bit more experience, I think we'd have a heck of a chance winning a championship.
Well, Coach, you hear Bronco Skoda's available. You may want to give him a call.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he could still play, though. Well, Coach, thanks very much for being with us. Friday night, 8:35 kickoff in Missouri. The next night, Saturday, in Wichita, same time, 8:35 kickoff. UNation.com, MISLLive.com. You can watch the games. Coach, thanks for being with us, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having me on. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach Jim Hesch of the Rochester Lancers on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dick Howard with the International Report. And then 7 o'clock, Pat Erkley to discuss the Rhinos and Revolutions agreement to work together in this upcoming season. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill, nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces, every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. Just the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The best just got better. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be competing in the brand-new National Women's Soccer League starting this spring and will be led by the current FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Rochester's Abby Wambach, and two-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium to see Abby, Carly, and the Flash compete for their fourth straight title. Flash tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers return home over President's Day weekend to make their final push for the postseason with two important matches against playoff contenders. On Saturday, February 16th, the Lancers take on throwaway rival Syracuse with an early start time of 1 p.m. Then on President's Day, the Wichita Wings come to town for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Get your tickets at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor,
top-notch monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. Number to call, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Tell Tony and Michelle you heard about the place on Soccer is Kicking the Grass, and they'll give you a 10% discount. Great place to get your U.S. soccer gear, as the national team will face Canada tomorrow and in Houston. And, of course, Tony will talk to you all about the U.S. national team. It's one of his passions. Dick, how you doing tonight?
Good. Well, you're in the right place, Andrew. You and Joe, you got a little bit of sunshine. We've got the snow up here in northern New York and southern Ontario.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you, Florida is beautiful, especially South Florida where I am. The sun was shining today, 80 degrees. Now it's a little bit on the cool side, but that's a place to be.
I needed that.
And by the way, Dick, I went to the beach. And there is a lot of Canadian people there. They all speak French, you know.
Not English, French. A lot of people coming in from La Belle Provence, from Quebec. Yes, they love to go down to Florida for the winter, that's for sure. The snowbirds, we call them.
Yeah, that's
well,
me
Dick,
too.
Well, let's start off real quick before we get to some of the cup news. There's a big rumor now floating around, just breaking just in the last couple hours, regarding Mario Balotelli maybe going to Juventus instead of AC Milan. And boy, would that could really shake things up in Serie A if he goes to Joe and I's favorite Serie A team.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because Nicolas Anelka apparently has been in having his medicals ready to move from Chinese football to Juve. And now, as you say, if Mario Balotelli also comes into the picture. But maybe, do they need a player up front, Joe?
Well, they do need a player up front. The ones they got right now, they're not scoring very well. You know, Matri is not doing well. And the others, they're not scoring anybody. But the thing that really puzzled me is that they need a Chiellini back. And Pirlo has been playing now for the last two, three games. Mm-hmm. And, it's 1-1 ties, two games in a row, 1-1 tie, and especially Juventus stadium. So that's troubling.
Yeah, a bit of controversy. We won't get into that, but certainly, yes, you need to get people that can put the ball in the back of the net. You're going to have strong defensively. Pirlo, of course, is a master in midfield, but he needs to be in the team. And I think he's, 3 points now, the difference with Napoli at the top?
Yeah, definitely.
Getting close.
And Napoli's got the advantage with the games coming up.
Well, it's going to be an interesting end to the season. I'm sure you'll be biting your nails. But there's so much soccer on at the moment. Before we get into it, Andrew, and I'm sure you maybe would refer to it, but I was delighted. I saw the tiny country of Belize playing in a third-place match in the Copa Centroamericana, the Central American Championship. They lost to El Salvador 1-0, but they're going to the Gold Cup this summer in the U.S., and I think, we'll be talking about giant killers in the nature of the Cape Verde Islands, but I think that performance by Belize, tiny Belize making their first ever appearance in the Gold Cup, was a great result for them. I've spent some time there, and I'm delighted that they've made it.
It's going to be very
interesting. Tell us a little bit about this country, Dick. I mean, what kind of, why is soccer so popular right there?
Well, the thing is that, they've had political problems with regards to football in Belize over the years with regards to who's running the league. And they have just brought in, a quality coach, and they've just got the national team together and trained, and they've raised the level of the game, both in the league play and also bringing in players who are playing outside of Belize, of course.
Well, they need to do the same thing in Canada, yes.
Well, I think so. Disappointment with the result against Denmark at the weekend.
No pun intended.
But it was men against boys. It was a young Danish team, but they were just too sophisticated for a Canadian team where half the players were making their international debuts. So it was a tough time, especially the first 10 minutes. They were down 2-0. They'll have to raise the game if they want to get a good result against the U.S. tomorrow.
The game kicks off at, I think it's 8 o'clock Central Time, I believe, if I remember right.
It's 9 o'clock ESPN. Time, I think, yeah.
9 o'clock. 8 o'clock. I'm in the Central Time Zone right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's going to be on ESPN2, and it's the last game for the United States before they kick off World Cup qualifying next Wednesday in Honduras. And that will be an afternoon game. It's a 3 p.m. Central Time kickoff, and you can see it on BN Sport. But I think it's going to be interesting. It's a very MLS-heavy U.S. team that's been picked here by Coach Klinsmann. I think they're looking at players who are probably going to be added into the mix with the
European
players.
Yeah, they'll be on the bench.
Players.
Only your key players, from Tim Howard to a whole nucleus of players, Clint Dempsey and company, will come in, of course, for that game. So I think you're looking at players now who are playing in the game tomorrow will be wanting to get possible a starter, but most of them will be on the bench.
So it's going to be a great match. You know, again, it's a 7:30 p.m. Kickoff, or it's a 7:30 p.m. is the start time on ESPN2, so probably a pregame show. And then from BBVA Compass Stadium, the home of the Houston Dynamo, there's a couple of Dynamo players are going to be on the U.S. squad, so I'm sure they'll get a nice
Randy Rosario makes his return to Houston, so.
How about that?
Yeah.
So, but Joe, go ahead. I know you have some things for Dick.
Joe wants to talk about.
I know he's delighted with this. The Blue Sharks of Cape Verde. You know this situation that we've got, of course, in the Africa Cup of Nations. This small country, 10 islands, North Atlantic Ocean, 35,000 registered players, and they're now into the quarterfinals. They've got a tough game though. They're up against the Black Stars of Ghana, who are one of the favourites. But I think it's just a fabulous story. The key thing, though, guys, and it's happened, we've seen with Belize, and it's certainly happening with Antigua Barbuda when they were trying to qualify for the World Cup. They bring in players from the diaspora, you know, people who have moved away from the country, and a lot of their players now are playing in Portugal, in the Netherlands, in France. But to get to this stage of the game, to beat Cameroon in qualifying and now get up against one of the favorites, I think it's a marvelous achievement by a team that's nicknamed the Blue Sharks.
It's a great Sharks. Story. And, of course, Ghana, the U.S. fans, certainly very familiar with the Black Stars. They've basically knocked the U.S. out of the World Cup the last two times. So the other story, again, we mentioned a couple weeks ago, Mali, who, again, having such terrible political problems right now, they've made the quarterfinals. They'll take on the hosts, the Bafana Bafana of South Africa. And there'll be two more. The rest of the quarterfinals will be decided tomorrow and Wednesday. And if you have ESPN3.com, you can watch the matches. They're very exciting. It's great soccer, very entertaining, and I definitely check it out. But
yeah.
Dick, I know the people
got
also
good games because you got the defending champion Zambia. They have to beat Burkina Faso, who only need a tie in that game, and then Nigeria. I think they've had two ties. They've given up late goals, but they should win over Ethiopia. So I look for Nigeria and Zambia to progress from Group C, and then the final games in Group D. Cote d'Ivoire, of course, the big favorite for the tournament. They should beat Algeria, should have no problems there. And Togo need a win over Tunisia. But I know that you'll be looking, if you can, at that game with your man Didier Drogba, Andrew. He's a key.
That's right. Yeah. He was now with Galatasaray. Bob Turgut is jumping for joy with Schneider and Drogba. But we found out, though, they both cannot play in the Champions League. They're cup-tied. So Galatasaray will have to go against Schalke with their regular lineup without Drogba and Schneider. But speaking of cups, though, Dick, what a weekend in the FA Cup. Oh, my goodness. And I'll say it right now. That was a penalty at the end of that Brentford-Chelsea game. It was a clear penalty. It should have been called. But Brentford gets another payday in the replay at Stamford Bridge. But Oldham Athletic, Leeds, what great stories. And I tell you,
this is a great thing, isn't it? And I know it can happen in the Italian Cup. But we talked about the Open Cup, of course, with the Rhinos, great run in the Open Cup to win that. And it's one of those things that, with the oldest cup competition in the world, makes it so unique. You know, when you have these big results of, the big boys who sometimes don't necessarily put out their strongest team, losing out to a team that's maybe two or three divisions below them. And you mentioned some of them there. You know, I didn't see that Brentford-Chelsea game, so I can't comment on the penalty kick, but we've had enough of that blaming referees in the past. I just look at the fact that Liverpool are out, Oldham beat them, and who do Oldham play in the next round?
Everton.
The other team in Liverpool, Everton. So it's going to be very interesting with that situation. But some great games and really exciting football, because the underdogs have nothing to lose, and we see it time and time again, whether it be in National Cup competitions or European or even World Cups.
And basically, well, with the draw, you're going to be seeing some of the lower teams in the quarterfinal because they're matched up against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Luton plays Millwall, MK Dons against Barnsley, and Middlesbrough plays Brentford or Chelsea. Huddersfield Town or Leicester play Wigan. You could be seeing, you know, like a few years ago, we had three non-premiership teams in the final four of the cup. Could happen again. So
it makes the game very exciting.
It's great, and I think that's one of the things that get the fans going and the atmosphere at the stadium. You know, I watched the Oldham game against Liverpool, and apparently the field was covered in snow, and they just had volunteers coming in and just working all night to clear the ground so it was ready for play. And I think it just shows the spirit and the passions of the fans when they, you know, just get the shovels out and let's clear the snow and make sure that the ground is ready for the big match.
Well, certainly it makes for exciting soccer, because when you have the smaller team, you know, that and the fans, because that's what makes the game as attractive and popular as it is the love for the game and the fan support of the team that you know they excel in by beating the higher teams and go forward. So soccer, it's a game of emotion. It's a game of passion, and it's a game of the fans. They make the difference.
Yeah, it is certainly. You look at the results, and it's been said that soccer is one of the most unpredictable sports. In most other sports, if you have the top team playing against a team that's below them, then usually 9 times out of 10 that top team is going to win through, whether it's in football, whether it's in baseball, whether it's in basketball, whatever the sport. But in soccer, it's been proven time and time again that it is very unpredictable at times, and there are these shock results that should not really happen if you look at where the teams are. And Brentford-Chelsea is a classic example.
And those two teams are 6 miles apart as well. So, and so Brentford will play at Stamford Bridge in the replay. But, Dick, we have to run. We got to get Pat Ercole on. Of course, the other big news today.
Lots of great things happening, Andrew. And hope you're enjoying yourself down in Little Rock, and Joe in Florida. I'll be thinking of you tomorrow when the snow's coming down again here in Toronto.
Thank you, Dick. And,
okay, guys. Have fun. Bye
have
for now.
On. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dick. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Pat Ercole, and we will talk about the Rochester Rhinos and the New England Revolution, their new agreement. We'll get all the facts from Pat next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1
and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers return home over President's Day weekend to make their final push for the postseason with two important matches against playoff contenders. On Saturday, February 16th, the Lancers take on throwaway rivals Syracuse with an early start time of 1 p.m. Then on President's Day, the Wichita Wings come to town for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Get your tickets at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Don't forget, up to 3 kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for their support over the past 17 years. 2013 Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. You can also check out the Rhinos website during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting season of USL Pro Soccer in the spring.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Say you want a revolution.
And again, as usual, Bob D'Angelo, our crack engineer, with the perfect bumper music as the big announcement today, the Rochester Rhinos and the Wing Revolution will be working together in 2013. And to tell us all about it is the president and COO of the Rhinos, Pat Erkley. Pat's a Prince, brought to you by the Rhinos. Get your 2013 season tickets by calling 454-KICK. The home opener is Saturday, May 4th at 7:05 against Harrisburg. Pat, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on this really landmark announcement for the Rhinos organization.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you know, several years ago when we were looking at staying in the USL, you know, part of our decision-making was exactly this. We knew that MLS would be, or USL was going to be more of a partner towards working in a relationship like this, and that our future would essentially encompass the MLS in some capacity. And it certainly has come to fruition now with this relationship.
And Joe, I want to mention, by the way, this story, this whole thing was first broken right here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass by Pat about a month or so ago. So, Joe, we broke this story. It was came right here first on our show. So thank you, Pat, for breaking it on our show back then. Go ahead, Joe.
I can't say too much about how I feel, but congratulations, because I think we finally have turned another page toward the success of soccer and the Rhinos organization. But from my perspective, and I would like to address a couple of things that I got. Is this a positive for us in what sense? And then those four players that we get, are they guaranteed to have that playing time, or are they just going to have to prove themselves?
No, I mean, they're going to have to earn their position. So, I mean, you know, there's no assurance that they're going to get playing time, although, you know, the relationship is one where we want to see them get playing time or we want to see them develop. But, you know, we're going to work closely with New England with the understanding that, you know, we'll relay all information to them in regards to their progression. And if they're not deserving of playing time, then, you know, MLS, I mean, New England's going to be aware of that. I think, you know, for them, it's about learning more about their players, Sometimes you do sign players and you don't really get to know what they're like, what their attitude's like, their approach to the game's like, their dedication. So I think those are the things that we'll look at. You would hope that that's already in place, but sometimes it isn't. And here's going to be an opportunity for them to develop those tools. I think the other thing is we'll have some veteran players here that can help guide some of these players, make them better players. And some of them will be proven players. So, I mean, we're not going to have, four experienced players come here, but, you know, if we had one or two along with some younger players, I think it'll make a good mix.
Ben, there was a question sent to me by Matt King. He wants to know if the Rhinos and the Revolution reserves or the youth players will be holding a joint training camp, or will the players be training with the Revs players, playing with the Revs training camp, and then joining us at some point just before the season?
No, they're going to go through their preseason camp, and then once their preseason camp is done, they'll be at our disposal. At our disposal. Ours won't start until March 15th, so it'll be a combination that we'd have to look at the dates exactly what they are. But at that point, we'll sit down with them. We'll determine our needs. And that's the key. I mean, the key is, if we have three central defenders and we don't have a need for that position, to send us a central defender to try to help develop them, there's no purpose for that. Now, if they send somebody that might be a central defender, but they can also play as a left defender, then there's opportunity there. So I think that's where the communication between the two clubs is going to be vital, because in the end, we want to make sure that they give us players that we can help develop, but also players that we have a need for. We've already expressed some of our needs. Some of their decision-making will be based on that. If they have, three left defenders and they have a young one that they want to develop, I mean, there's an opportunity there for us as well, because maybe that's a position where we have a need.
But, Pat, do you have a choice of saying, well, we don't need this player, we need someone else in midfield, or we need somebody in forward because that's what our needs are? Do you have
I mean, that'll be the communication between the coaches and us and myself. I mean, like I said, the most part, if they say, hey, we want to send down a forward, granted, there's always room for forwards, but I would say if it's something that we already have in place, we're going to communicate to them that, hey, if they come down here, there's really not a need for us. I mean, a goalkeeper would be a prime example. I mean, if we already have two decent goalkeepers here, to send a goalkeeper that isn't playing much there to come here and may not get to play wouldn't make any sense.
How many of the old players, or how many players you got signed so far?
We've signed 14. We haven't announced several, so we're going to be announcing several as soon as the registration goes through. We have 14 at this point. We have several others that we're looking to put under contract. And then when you include those four players, we'll be up at the range that we normally are.
Pat, where do you see this this working arrangement with MLS going after this year? Do you see, MLS teams putting their reserve squads in the USL Pro for those teams that do not want to have a relationship? Or do you think that most of the MLS teams will want a relationship? Like Orlando, I believe, and Sporting Kansas City are going to announce their relationship similar to the one we have with New England.
Yeah, I mean, I would say as it progresses that if things work out, you'll see maybe a few more teams doing this type of a relationship. And as we move forward, I think there'll be more opportunity, especially because right now their reserve league hasn't been successful in all situations. So when they do play only 12 games, That's not enough to develop the talent that hasn't got a lot of playing time. So I would think that if it works out well, then some of those, I would think the future would hold some of those reserve teams in our league. And maybe at some point, like there is over in Europe, I mean, you have a lot of players playing for third or second division teams that are essentially Bayern Munich's reserve team, for instance, but doesn't necessarily get involved in the promotion or regulation, what do you call it, going down?
Relegation.
Relegation, that's the word. But they don't get involved in that, but essentially they're still quality teams with quality players. And I think it could be in the future, you know, when they're looking at a Division I, Division II situation, you might have some of that. But that's years away. I don't think that's anything in the year in the near future.
Pat, you know, the first question that I ask you, I would like to because I read on the Internet some people that they're not happy with all this. What are the advantage of the Rhinos to have, you know, to have this structure?
Well, I mean, the advantages are, A, you're associating yourself with the quality league. So when you're talking about La Liga or you're talking about Serie A, what teams would not want to be involved with those leagues? I think you're talking about MLS now, and so for a league like ours not to try to be involved with them wouldn't make sense. That's if we want to grow our sport here and we want to grow our league and we want to have quality teams in it and we want to have quality players in it, then you have to build relationships like this. I mean, I don't know what organization wouldn't want to foster a relationship with another organization that's actually considered, you know, a higher level. So here we are, you know, maybe 15 years ago when I was coaching, we were competitive with them, but now we're not as competitive. And the reason being is, you know, you have 19 teams in the MLS right now with 30 players each. There's over 200 players that we used to have access to in our league that we don't have access to anymore because they're playing in the MLS or they're on their rosters. And they're quality players, but they're not getting the time because they have too deep of a team. You know, if they were playing overseas where they're playing in, you know, in the Champions League and all those types of leagues where they're playing maybe two or three games a week, then they'd have a need for 30 players on their roster. Well, the teams in the MLS just aren't there yet. And so they need the opportunity to develop those players that normally would have been in our league to start off with. So basically what's happened is where we used to have those players in our league, they've actually gone to the MLS, part of their roster. And now essentially we're getting them back and having them part of our teams.
Pat, we have time for one more question real quick. The schedule was announced this week. The home opener will be May 4th against Harrisburg, and we're going to be seeing, I believe, all the teams here. I just looking though, we're not going to be going to Antigua though. I guess did we obtain that second home match with Antigua? And I, of course, the other big news is Montreal is coming in on Friday the 7th, and that should be a very very interesting match, as it always is with the Impact.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was great that they paired. This is one of the things that the relationship's about. They're taking the reserve teams that aren't partnering with teams in our league, and each of those teams are getting to play home and away against one of the teams in our league, and Montreal happens to be the team that we're playing against. Interesting enough, those two games will count towards our standings. So that's 6 points that we have up for grabs in those two games. And every team in the league is going to be doing that. So there's a benefit to that. The Antigua situation, what happened was, you know, we all reviewed the situation. The benefit to Antigua was to improve their national team. And they didn't care whether they were playing at home or away. So to put a less strain on each of the teams in our league Antigua chose to play all their games away this year.
Oh, I
didn't
know that. Because
in their minds, that's going to help benefit and improve their national team. And so that's the choice that they made. And, of course, all the teams in our league were in favor of it because it would put less strain on all of us to have to fly out there.
Okay, well, Pat, but first, we're running out of time here. But, well, if anything else breaks, we'll certainly have you back on to talk more about this. This is going to be a great season for the Rhinos, the Flash, and Lancers. We're very happy we're in Rochester. I know that Little Rock, here where I am right now, there really isn't much soccer. So I know there's soccer down in Miami, Joe, but I think it's more the Cuban and the Haitian leagues more than the Fort Lauderdale Strikers.
They're pretty powerful over here.
Definitely. Well, Pat, thanks again for being with us, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Okay, appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Have a good
Thank
night.
Thank you, Pat.
Pat Erkley here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis, speak more about U.S. soccer, the big match on tomorrow against Canada, and talk about the new head coach of the Red Bulls, Mike Petke. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Do you ever count people talking on their cell phones while driving? It's pretty scary. But what about scary behavior you can't see? A recent study says that 1 in 7 drivers doesn't have car insurance. If one hits you, are you covered? Don't hope so. Know so. Call an Allstate agent today for a free Good Hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers return home over President's Day weekend to make their final push for the postseason with two important matches against playoff contenders. On Saturday, February 16th, the Lancers take on throwaway rival Syracuse with an early start time of 1 p.m. Then on President's Day, the Wichita Wings come to town for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Get your tickets at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Don't forget, up to 3 kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to part of it.
Welcome back to Soccer is Kicking the Grass. Our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis is brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local grocery store.
Mike, thanks for being with us. How are you doing in New York?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys doing? I guess we're all over the map tonight, huh?
Yes, we are.
This is great. Technology is a wonderful thing. But I know we only have just a few minutes, Mike. But first I want to ask you, Mike Petke was named the coach of the Red Bulls, and I read on, I think it was on Twitter, that Paulo Sousa was denied a work permit, and that's why he fell through. Is that correct?
That is one of the things that I've read as well, too. I've not been able to confirm it with the Red Bulls, but, you know, Mike Petke is another one of these former players who teams are hiring. They don't have very much experience being a head coach, but former players in MLS that they think they can do the job. And there have been two examples of that already. You've got Jason Kreis. Look at what he's done in Real Salt Lake, winning a championship and having a competitive and entertaining team for several years. And Ben Olsen has revamped and rebuilt DC United into a very solid side in the Eastern Conference. So I think this is going to be the trend of MLS as the players retire. They know the league, and they're ready to coach, move on to that next challenge, and I think Mike Petke is ready for it.
I think it's a good choice, too, Mike, because if certainly, just like you said, he's got the experience of the league. He knows the players pool, and he knows, you know, I think that's probably one of the best things that they've done so far.
You know, Mike Petke is a player person or he knows people and he likes to get to know people and to talk to them and why not. And let's face it, coaching a soccer team isn't just about X's and O's and strategy and whatnot. It's about man management. And if Mike can do as well as he did as a player in terms of being personable and getting his point across, he'll be halfway there as a coach.
Mike, the other big news, of course, U.S. men's national team against Canada tomorrow, and then World Cup qualifying. The final round starts next Wednesday in Honduras at the Estadio Olimpico in San Pedro Sula. Are you going to be going to that match?
At the moment, I have no plans of going. Unfortunately, I'll be watching it on TV like most of us, but I'll tell you this. I've been to Estadio Olimpico in San Pedro Sula, and what a great place to watch a game. The fans obviously make sure of that. I call it a cauldron. They're pretty loud, very passionate, but very respectful of Americans and American writers, too. If it's this game can only live up to the last two times the U.S. has played there in 2001, where Clint Mathis scored a late goal in the match, and 2009, when Connor Casey scored two goals, his only two national team goals, in a 3-2 U.S. win. If this game could somehow come close to living up to those other two, it could be a classic.
Mike, I got one question for you. You know, the joining of MLS with USL Pro, what's your opinion?
I think it's a win-win on both sides. I mean, the big thing is giving players a chance to play, to develop. This is something, you know, that hadn't, you know, they had it for a number of years and they never got to an agreement again. And I think it's important for teams to be affiliated, to work with one another. And again, giving players a chance to play and develop on a consistent basis. So reserve teams are not the isn't the only answer. Why couldn't have this been done sooner? That's my opinion.
Well, Mike, we're running out of time here, but next week we'll have you on for an extended segment. We're going to talk about the hexagonal and everything that's going to happen with World Cup qualifying. I can't believe it's starting next Wednesday. It's going to be one of the biggest tournaments we've ever seen in CONCACAF. We're looking forward to it. So stay safe, Mike, in New York, and we'll see you. We'll talk to you next week.
Gentlemen, great being on again. Travel safely. Talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. That's going to do it. Thanks to Pat Erkley, Dave Selinsky from the Rhinos, Jim Hash, Rich Randall, and the Lancers. Again, Lancers in Missouri Friday and Wichita on Saturday. Both games kick off at 8:35 Eastern, UNation.com. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York. I'm in Little Rock. Joe's in Florida. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, I'm Andrew Battisti. Have a great night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.